Section B, Listening Comprehension. Section B consists of three tasks. At the beginning of each task, you'll hear this sound. Task 1. You are going to listen to four different extracts. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Circle the answer on the answer sheet provided. You will hear each extract twice. You now have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the options. 0 is the example. Extract 1.
All right. How did it all come about?
Well, when Fenway and I came back to America, he got really sick here. Ooh. He wouldn't eat for days at a time. He became really lethargic. He wasn't interested in a lot of the things that he normally would like doing.
What was wrong?
Well, when I started thinking about how healthy he was in Togo and how sick he became here, I realized the biggest thing that had changed was his diet. And when I compared what he was eating here, I noticed that the ingredient labels, more than half of the ingredients were synthetic and food that I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't even consider it real food. He wasn't getting nutrients from real food ingredients, and I think that was leading to him being sick.
So what did you do?
Well, I was forced to solve the problem myself. And I created this product that I couldn't find anywhere else. And it started with all this research on dog nutrition and dog anatomy. And I took classes and I learned how to cook for him myself.
Did he improve?
First of all, he was really excited about eating again. And that was something I hadn't seen in months. He got his energy back and just became more of himself. He became that puppy that I had when I was living in West Africa.
I'm really glad for Fenway. I'm glad for you. But I wonder, why didn't you stop there? Fenway got better. Problem solved. Why start a company?
Well, in one sense, it was a solution because he was healthy, but I was still spending a ton of time every weekend shopping and cooking and freezing portions for him, and that was really inconvenient for me. And so I realized that I needed to merge the healthy attributes of a home-cooked meal with the convenience of a dry food.
All right. How did it all come about?
Well, when Fenway and I came back to America, he got really sick here. Ooh. He wouldn't eat for days at a time. He became really lethargic. He wasn't interested in a lot of the things that he normally would like doing.
What was wrong?
Well, when I started thinking about how healthy he was in Togo and how sick he became here, I realized the biggest thing that had changed was his diet. And when I compared what he was eating here, I noticed that the ingredient labels, more than half of the ingredients were synthetic and food that I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't even consider it real food. He wasn't getting nutrients from real food ingredients, and I think that was leading to him being sick.
So what did you do?
Well, I was forced to solve the problem myself. And I created this product that I couldn't find anywhere else. And it started with all this research on dog nutrition and dog anatomy. And I took classes and I learned how to cook for him myself.
Did he improve?
First of all, he was really excited about eating again. And that was something I hadn't seen in months. He got his energy back and just became more of himself. He became that puppy that I had when I was living in West Africa.
I'm really glad for Fenway. I'm glad for you. But I wonder, why didn't you stop there? Fenway got better. Problem solved. Why start a company?
Well, in one sense, it was a solution because he was healthy, but I was still spending a ton of time every weekend shopping and cooking and freezing portions for him. And that was really inconvenient for me. And so I realized that I needed to merge the healthy attributes of a home-cooked meal with the convenience of a dry food.
Extract 2.
For many people, commuting is a necessary evil. Most see going by car or van as the least worst option. This study by researchers at the University of East Anglia challenges that assumption. It suggests walking, cycling, or traveling by public transport can lift the mood. Crucially, it suggests those who switch from the car to an active commute feel better across a range of psychological measures, including concentration, decision-making, and the ability to face up to problems. The researchers say policies encouraging people to leave their cars at home could have a dramatic impact on public well-being. For many people, commuting is a necessary evil. Most see going by car or van as the least worst option. This study by researchers at the University of East Anglia challenges that assumption. It suggests walking, cycling, or traveling by public transport can lift the mood. Crucially, it suggests those who switch from the car to an active commute feel better across a range of psychological measures, including concentration, decision-making, and the ability to face up to problems. The researchers say policies encouraging people to leave their cars at home could have a dramatic impact on public well-being.
Extract 3.
How can I go from literally living round the corner from a tube station to living in a village where there's no bus service, no train service, there isn't even a taxi service? So it has its appeal, but I suppose it was scary because I didn't actually have any independence. The neighbours are fantastic because you've only got to sort of walk outside your front door in Devon and somebody pulls up and says, can I give you a lift? But I think they're getting a bit sick of me because my answer is always, yes, that's great. You know, when are you coming back? Ironically, even though we're revisiting this topic, it has taken me 2 years, but now it is a role reversal. When I go to London now, I just feel like I'm visiting it as a tourist. I don't feel any real sense of connection and I don't regret it now. But initially, it was a really strange situation because I had not thought that I would need a period of adjustment. Because normally, when you choose to live somewhere, you choose it for all the sort of, you know, thought through reasons. And I just hadn't thought it through. I just left London one day and ended up in a village. So the actual difference in scale of everything was enormous. How can I go from literally living round the corner from a tube station to living in a village where there's no bus service, no train service, there isn't even a taxi service? So it has its appeal, but I suppose it was scary because I didn't actually have any independence. The neighbours are fantastic because you've only got to sort of walk outside your front door in Devon and somebody pulls up and says, can I give you a lift? But I think they're getting a bit sick of me because my answer is always, yes, that's great. You know, when are you coming back? Ironically, even though we're revisiting this topic, it has taken me 2 years, but now it is a role reversal. When I go to London now, I just feel like I'm visiting it as a tourist. I don't feel any real sense of connection and I don't regret it now. But initially, it was a really strange situation because I had not thought that I would need a period of adjustment. Because normally, when you choose to live somewhere, you choose it for all the sort of, you know, thought through reasons. And I just hadn't thought it through. I just left London one day and ended up in a village. So the actual difference in scale of everything was enormous.
Extract 4.
Modern life can be hectic. We're always on the go. But do we get enough rest? Now, a major research project called the REST Test has asked 18,000 people from around the world about rest. Two-thirds said they would like more. And the activity, or lack of activity, that came out on top was reading. This bookshop feels like an oasis of calm, a place to seek solace, tranquility from the traffic.
When you open a book that is a world in and of itself, everything else goes away. All that's needed is that thing made of paper and glue and your imagination. And it takes so little effort to get so much back from it.
Modern life can be hectic. We're always on the go. But do we get enough rest? Now, a major research project called the REST Test has asked 18,000 people from around the world about rest. Two-thirds said they would like more. And the activity, or lack of activity, that came out on top was reading. This bookshop feels like an oasis of calm, a place to seek solace, tranquility from the traffic.
When you open a book that is a world in and of itself, everything else goes away. All that's needed is that thing made of paper and glue and your imagination. And it takes so little effort to get so much back from it.